Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
The critically acclaimed artist Bruce MacLean, with commendable disregard for his peers, first came to public attention when he turned on his teachers at St Martin's School of Art in London, dismissing them as mumbling pipe smokers. He started to make sculpture from rubbish as a protest and enjoyed a one-man show at the Tate as long ago as 1972. He went on to work in ceramics, painting, performance art, film and theatre, and has collaborated with the architect Will Allsop, who recently threw down his set square to join him painting enormous canvases in Menorca. His new exhibition of paintings, the first in 20 years, marks his retirement from the Slade School of Fine Art in London, so in retrospective mood, we thought we would ask him for his inheritance tracks.
The song I inherited was Cry by Johnny Ray. I was completely fascinated by this rather peculiar singer.
If you're a sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye.
My mother, she was that rather peculiar. I was so obsessed with the singer Johnny Ray, but Johnny Ray was a kind of known as the Nabob of Sob, the Prince of Wales. And what interested me about Johnny Ray was that he had a deaf aid, a grey suit, white shirt, buttoned up the neck, funny kind of hair, deaf aid, and he cried when he sang. And yet women all over the world kind of went berserk. And there was the hysteria around Johnny Ray was beyond belief.
Don't you sometimes think it's real, but it's only false emotions that you feel.
My interest in Johnny Ray was I thought if somebody was not particularly good looking, and I didn't realise then because I was of dubious sexuality, when women fancied him, I don't think he could sing that well. He made a really strange noise. He was impersonated by everybody. He was a kind of an impersonator's dream. And I thought, if somebody as bad as that can be as successful as that, there's hope for me. So he was a kind of inspiration.
Keep getting bluer with each song.
I never actually saw him. I lied to people. I said I saw him in Edinburgh. I saw him on the television, but I heard him on the radio. He was a huge, huge star. Unfortunately, knocked off at the top by Elvis, because Elvis was kind of better looking and sexier in another sort of way. And I just was kind of fascinated by this.
So let your head down and go on and cry.
This song's kind of all this kind of extraordinary kind of singing.
If your heart aches him to hang around too long.
I mean, if you look at the footage now, you can see that Iggy Pop and punk has all come out of him. There's some fantastic stuff on YouTube where he's sort of singing, and then he suddenly just throws himself on the piano, you know, and banging his ear and being deaf and not being deaf and crying, and his famous song was Cry.
Well, now remember, sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your head down and go.
It just takes me back to me doing impersonations with a deaf aid in my ear in front of a mirror with my shirt done up and trying to do the same thing. The song that I would pass on is Sailing by Rod Stewart, yeah.
I am sailing home again, across the sea.
I think it must have been 1971, my three eldest children had gone to stay with their grandparents in the Isle of Arran, because my wife had just had a baby, or she was having one, I can't quite remember. So I had to go and pick them up. And I remember getting on the boat into the bar, have a couple of bites, and then it was a beautiful evening, very flat, calm evening, and the boat was just going like that, and they were playing Rod Stewart's I'm Sailing, and it seemed quite appropriate. And I was just so pleased to see my children standing on the pier as I sailed in, and it was just this kind of, I almost remember this kind of very flat, happy, kind of calm moment as I sailed in. They saw me, they all kind of waved from the quayside, and I waved back. I remember that, yeah, that was a good one. I've had it quite a lot since, but I always remember this moment, and I'm so pleased to see them. They like staying with their grandparents, but they're actually quite pleased to see me as well. Yeah. No, they're very critical, my children. Rightly so. They just put their fingers down the throat and go, ugh. I mean, they threw most of my records out of the car. We used to drive in a 2CV to Italy, and I put on Aztec Camera. That went out the window. Somebody bought me a Elton John, which wasn't that fantastic. That went out the window. They hate what I like. They chuck it all out the window. So I've got virtually no record collection at all. No, they just put their fingers down the throat and go, Bruce. They call me Bruce. They only call me Dad when they want some money. It's Bruce. They were kind of like friends. I call my father Peter and my mother Betty, and they call me Bruce. I think they would have a good feeling about me coming to pick them up and to meet them. We get on very well in our different ways. I think they have a good feeling. They would know we'd have a bit of cash with me as well. Not a lot. Or a checkbook. I don't think we take it seriously at all. We actually even mentioned the fact that I like Rod Stewart. I don't know, it just seemed the right song at the right moment to be playing as I sailed in, and it was just a bit sentimental, I suppose. Yeah, I think it would give them a good feeling. I hope it would. I think they would. I love them.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.